fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 8th day of August, and this is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The prepper tip of the day is to find and join a local conservative Christian church. That's the prepper tip that I encourage everybody to do that if you haven't already. Yes, Sam Andrews is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, sir, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, I am well rested and charged up and ready to go this week.
Roger that. Well, we had some good results here in Missouri last Tuesday. Eric Groton looks like will be our new U.S. Senator, doesn't it?
Nope, it sure doesn't, John. Eric Greitens lost.
That's right. I was trying to catch you there in a catch 22. Eric Schmidt.
Eric Schmidt. The man who was the Attorney General, still is, of Missouri, who defended the Second Amendment Preservation Act, who spoke in favor publicly of the Stand Your Ground laws, and who has sued Joe Biden countless number of times, won the primary for the Republicans for the U.S. Senate. That means he will likely win in November, and Missouri will have the 2 most constitutional conservative senators in the history of Missouri and in the United States, period.
That's right.
I couldn't be happier about that race.
Well, in Missouri, we have a stronghold liberals in St. Louis and Kansas City.
And Springfield.
A couple of dozen liberals in Columbia and 8 or 10 in Springfield. I'm being a bit facetious here. But the next question is, can we find somebody equal to Mr. Schmidt to take his place as Attorney General? That would be an appointment by the governor, wouldn't it?
Well, that is a governor's appointment, and I've heard 2 takes on it. There are people that say Parsons is just a rhino, blah, blah, blah. He's going to appoint some liberal that's not going to support our state laws and defend Second Amendment Preservation Act. And I've heard other people say that are close to the governor that the governor will allow Eric Schmidt to have great input on his selection.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be a relief to the citizens of Missouri that Eric Schmidt got to give the governor a nod on who he wants as his replacement?
That would be the best possible outcome, quite frankly. And let's see here. I think we got a call, or it looks like already. We have Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Sam. I'm sorry I haven't been able to listen or to the show for a few weeks, and I've got a few more weeks, and I've only got just a few minutes right now. But I had a question for you, Sam. Other than practice, do you have any trick on being able to acquire the red dot quicker on your pistol or your rifle, but particularly pistol? Any tricks on acquiring that red dot quicker other than practice?
Okay, Kyle. So if I said the word casting or bowling to you relative to pistol work, would you understand what I'm talking about?
No, probably
okay.
Not.
Let me explain
well,
that.
Well, casting in the sense of casting bullets, yes, but bowling, okay. I'm not sure.
Okay. So there are three ways to present your pistol to your sight line. The first way, which is unacceptable, is called casting. And that's when you join your hands after drawing your pistol and you're raising the pistol to your sight line and the muzzle is significantly higher than the back of the slide. And so as you come out in the Charlie's Angels style, muzzle up, and then you bring it up to your sight line, and then you start to lower the muzzle until you see your sights. The other path that is unacceptable is called bowling. That's when you draw your pistol, you generally join hands muzzle down, and you bring the back of the slide up to your sight line first, and then you raise the muzzle until you see your sights. Neither one of those is an acceptable way to bring the pistol to your sight line. So the third way, and the trick for learning how to do that, is to stand sideways in front of a mirror and learn to join your hands and bring the pistol to your sight line by raising your elbows high and making sure the slide stays level as it comes up to your sight line. And you can do that by looking in the mirror and seeing your reflection. You've got to learn to get your elbows up first after you've joined your hands, and that will allow you to raise the pistol level. So if you join hands with the pistol level and bring your elbows up to your sight line, your pistol will follow and your dot will be visible to you almost immediately. Does that make sense?
It does. So you're talking about actually keeping your hands, you're not bending your elbows or your arms at all. You're keeping them completely straight.
No, you're bending. You never straighten your arms when you shoot a pistol. That's something that cops do on TV shows, right? If you're a skilled pistolier, you're never going to lock your arms. We had an instructor here named Brandon, and he first got here, and his favorite command to get people to bring their pistols up and shoot was drive, and he used to scream that at students. And when he first came here, and I heard him say this, like, teach me how to shoot a pistol, Brandon. You want to be an instructor here, teach me how to shoot a pistol. And so he walked me through the process, and I finally get the pistol out of my holster, and I get my hands to join, and he goes, drive. And I go, drive where? He goes, punch out. Punch the pistol out. Lock your arms. Get firm with it. And I started laughing. It's like, Brandon, that's not how you teach people how to shoot a pistol. It's slow, and it keeps you from managing the recoil properly.
Yeah.
And he looked at me. He said, I've been training people for over 20 years. I said, well, you've been training them wrong. And so I said, now, give me your phone, Brandon. We're going to take a video of you shooting your pistol. And I took a pistol of him from the side. And I said, fire two shots with your elbows locked the way you've been teaching people for 20 years. And we're going to video how the muzzle rises, because I'm going to put the camera smack on your muzzle, and you're going to see what degree. And he shot, and the pistol came up almost 40 degrees. The muzzle changed height almost 40 degrees when he shot with his arms locked. And I said, all right, Brandon, Mr. Marine, let's do this the way Jerry Michalik does it, one of the greatest pistoliers in the history of the planet. Now get your gun up. Now bend your elbows more, bend your elbows more. Okay, now, right there, get your elbows high, as high as your pistol. He's like, what? I said, just do it. Let's do the video. Come on, let's compare it. He gets his elbows up, he fires two shots, and he sees that his muzzle of his, the barrel of his pistol doesn't even rise 10 degrees. I said, Jerry wins. And you can hear him on the video. After I said, Jerry wins, he goes, I know. And that was the moment he realized he'd been training people wrong for 20 years. And it wasn't until he got to the Freedom Center.
So when I guess I'm a little bit confused on the idea of when you say raise your elbows. You've got your arms bent. I know I watched Michalik shoot. But in order to, and he keeps his elbows bent, and I would, my guess is that bend for those, the bend at his elbow to his forearm is probably maybe 20 degrees. I'm just guessing. But when you say raise your elbows up. Yeah, not much. Raise your elbows.
So when you tell people to bend their elbows, let's say you were to lay your elbows on a desk, palm up, and then bend your palm towards your face to put your face in your hands. That's exactly the wrong position for your elbows and your arms to be indexed to. So if you straighten your arms to the point where you have, let's say, a 15-degree bend in your arms, and then you rotate your palms in to face each other, and rotate your elbows out and up. That's the position you want your arms in when you shoot. If your elbows are way below your wrists when you shoot, the muzzle is gonna come up because the elbows pivot in a direction that raises the gun. What we're trying to do, Kyle, is we're trying to keep the sights on the target. We're trying to minimize the time it takes you to recover from the recoil of the gun. So right. Depending on how you index your arm, have you ever seen someone walking down the road with their palms facing forward?
No.
The answer is probably no. Why not? Right. Because you can rotate your humerus bone, your arm, your upper arm bone in your shoulders. The natural position to walk is with the back of your hand slightly forward.
Right.
When most people walk, they're not even on a knife's edge like a track star runs. But the back of their hand is slightly forward. And when you shoot, your elbows need to be as high as your shoulders, as high as your hands. What that does is that allows the gun to recoil straight back instead of pivot on your shoulders. When you lock your arms, the whole assembly pivots on your shoulders and the barrel goes up. When you bend your elbows down to get a slight bend in them, then the gun barrel goes up because now you're pivoting on your elbows in an up direction. Right. So you want the inside of your arms. You know where someone, you know when you give blood, how they go right inside your elbow on a large vein where they stick you?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. That part of your arm should face... Those two parts of your arm should face each other when you're shooting a handgun. The right. Inside of your elbows. So if you were to hold your arms out straight, turn your palms in to face each other, and bend your arms so your hands come to your chin with your elbows high, that's the direction your arms should be indexed when you're shooting a pistol. So right. You lift your elbows up and you rotate the inside of your elbows to face each other, and then the pistol will recoil straight back, and the sight won't jump up in the air on you. You ever seen a gal shoot a 44 Magnum for the first time, and she's 5'1 and weighs 80 pounds? What direction does the barrel go when she shoots?
Yeah, straight up, yeah.
It goes up and back, and she's lucky if it doesn't come out of her hand and hit her in the head, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that's the opposite of what we want, right? We want the muzzle to come straight back. We want the barrel to come straight back. We don't want to assist the gun in going up further. The barrel is already above the contact point of our grip. Yep. So the vector of the force of the recoil is already above our hands. So the muzzle is going to naturally want to rise, not just come back. And what we're doing is we're minimizing that muzzle rise so we can keep the sights on the target and shoot faster.
Excellent. I knew you would know. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate the info.
Great question, Kyle.
You're welcome, Kyle. Yep. Well, Sam, you were a safety officer at my pistol class where your wife was a student. And do you recall the exercise I did? I may have picked you out, but I typically pick out a big guy and have him stand in his preferred pistol stance with no pistol and his hands locked together, you know, closed with his fingers back so that not a trigger finger is sticking out. And then I slap his hands from the front, and his whole body rocked back. And then I have him bend his elbows and do the same smack, and the body remains rock solid because the elbows act as shock absorbers, don't they, sir?
That's exactly right. You change the way the recoil forces are transferred into your body, and it has a dramatic effect on how the barrel rises.
Now, most Americans, most of the time, get what they think is knowledge from watching movies. And I like to point out Sonny Crockett in Miami Vice. This guy's got a Bren 10. Now, it was so powerful, the FBI had to drop it because so many agents couldn't even handle it. He's shooting this really powerful pistol with his elbows locked. And I point out to my students, he's shooting blanks. That's how he's doing it.
Yeah, there's no recoil.
There's no recoil. And as true of almost all of our favorite action heroes, almost all the time, they're shooting blanks. So you can't duplicate what they do shooting live ammunition, can you, sir?
No. What a lot of people don't realize, if you've never been on a movie set, and I have, but if you've never been on a movie set, you don't understand how the game is played. So they take guns with threaded barrels, and they thread on them a cap that looks just like the end of a barrel. And that thread has a really small hole in it. So it's basically blocking almost all of the barrel except for this tiny little hole for the gas to come out. And by putting that restrictor on the end of the barrel, they can now run a blank with not so much powder and actually cycle a semi-auto or full-auto weapon. And so you make your blanks, you crimp the ends of the rounds to make the blanks, you put a piece of polymer or paper or plastic in the end of the round to block it up to hold the powder in place, and then you screw this thing on the end of the muzzle called a restrictor, and it's a blank restrictor, and you screw that on, and now when you fire the weapon, the powder builds pressure and cycles the weapon system. It's all fake. There's no bullets being fired on movie sets. That's why when Baldwin got a gun that had actually live rounds in it, there's something nefarious going on there, because there's at least two people on a movie set that check a weapon, and there's almost never live ammo allowed onto a movie set. That's a no-no, period.
That's right. Why would live ammo be on the set to begin with?
Now, some of the more conservative actors years ago used to bring their own guns and ammo to play when they had break time.
Well, that was then. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college with the exact same equipment, the exact same equipment that the Department of Defense uses. That's EMP Shield devices with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. Yes, this is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone, you want to sign up for a class, have a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging. Let's give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, what training is coming up? Is there some empty slots available?
Well, let's talk about that after the bottom of the hour. I'll pull that up and take
let's
a look.
Do that.
We had a basic tactical training class this past week. Had a great class. People coming from Texas and Wisconsin and Kentucky. And really interesting. It was an all-male class this week. First time that's happened in a long time. And everybody was in single digits with their pistol and their rifle on their El Presidentes. The thing where this class stood out for a basic class, there were two things that I'll probably remember for a long time about this class, and that is that how much improvement they made shooting from the side prone position And also, there was a young man in the class that shot exceptionally well, Joseph. He actually, I think on his fourth or fifth attempt, broke the basic class record for El Presidente with the rifle. And I think it was a 4.47 second run. In other words, he took two shots at target A, two shots at target B, two shots at target C, did a magazine change for his rifle, and then took two shots at target C, two shots at target B, and two shots at target A in 4.47 seconds.
That's phenomenal.
And it was a 17-year-old man named Joseph. His father had trained here previously.
Okay. Oh, I've met him at one of the classes, and his dad, I believe. That's a motivated young man with some great instinct and great reaction time, isn't he?
Yep. Tall, athletic guy, really smart, really wise beyond his years for a 17-year-old. Obviously, he's got a great father. So it was a joy to see him and the light bulb come on how to run these weapons. And what a cool deal for him to be in the class with these guys that were pushing him, you know. We had other students in the fives in the 6 second range, you know, these older men, and you just can't help but smile and say, "Oh, to be young again."
I understand. There's a phrase I heard when I was young, didn't make sense, but yeah, the phrase is "youth is wasted on the young."
Well, not in this case. Joseph's doing a great job, and I can't wait to see him back for some advanced training. I think he'll have a great time.
That's fantastic. Well, I heard this morning, I think it was Mike Lindell on a broadcast saying, the state of Utah has only mail-in ballots. Have you heard this, sir?
The state of Utah has only mail-in ballots?
That's what he said. Maybe I misheard him. But I haven't
heard anything like that. I can tell you this. I can tell you this bill that's in the Senate. They are going to add billions of dollars to give the IRS. They're going to hire 87,000 new IRS agents, right? They're literally going to increase the IRS by almost 600% in size. And all of this is for the purpose of audits and harassment of Americans. That would make the IRS double the size of any other agency. It would make the IRS more than six times the size of the U.S. Border Patrol. So in the middle of the biggest invasion of our borders in this country, in the history of this country, the Democrats' answer is to hire 87,000 more IRS auditors to harass the middle class. Guys, they are not on your side.
Amazing. Well, apparently there's an... And this thing keeps blocking me here, but we'll get more details on this Utah deal. There looks like there's an option for in-person voting as well as the universal mail-in elections. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, we are going to see unprecedented election fraud this November. Unprecedented, worse than 2020.
It's going to be parties. It's going to be tailgate parties at the drop boxes, by the way, with videos being run to capture all the evidence. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Something I haven't talked much about recently is a section, if you scroll down far enough on my website, you get to a section where it says, New Coastlines in the Media. It's very near the bottom. New Coastlines in the Media. You click on that, you'll find dozens of movies and TV shows going back to the 1950s, even a couple of magazine articles, showing images of North America with new coastlines, different coastlines. And frequently these images were flashed on the screen, the TV screen, the movie screen, only for a few seconds, sometimes longer than that. But it's certainly part of everything we're dealing with is the subliminal impact this has on people's brains to have all these images for decades flashed on TV screens and movie screens to get us used to North America having new coastlines. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Arthritis pain slowing you down. You're not doing the things you love to do. Go dancing with your honey, walk in the park, hunting, fishing, ride a bicycle, tennis, golf, whatever it might be. Because of the arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Are you worried it may not work? Well, No worries, mate, because I have a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Check it out at my website. The mattress pads that go with it are very important. You already have an energy cleaner. Check out the Micro Plus throws. I'm getting a fresh shipment. I've been promised tonight to get the back orders caught up and get those shipped out all over the country. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. You have a question about rifles, pistols, training, legislation, ammunition, optics, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. And, of course, we have Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And Sam's going to give us an update on upcoming classes. Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, here we are in August. I can't believe this year is more than halfway gone.
Yes, sir.
August 13th to the 14th, we have Tactical Handgun Advanced 1. August 27th to the 28th, we have an Introduction to 1,000-Yard Precision Rifle Shooting. Let's see here. The class you want to get into, September 8th to the 11th, the Basic Tactical Handgun and Rifle Series course. That's 4 days, September 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. September 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. I think we have 4 slots still open in that course. Definitely give me a call. It's the nicest time of year to train. It's typically 65 to 80 degrees during the day. It's absolutely beautiful weather, and that's the time to train. This may be, unless we can squeeze one in October, this may be the last Basic Tactical Handgun and Rifle Series class. We may do one at the beginning of October. I'm not sure. It depends on how much demand we have for the long-range stuff. Usually, in October, we're getting close to hunting season, so the demand for long-range courses goes way up. Right now on the schedule, we have Introduction to 1,000-Yard Shooting on October 8th and 9th. If the demand is normal, we'll probably run that class. If it's not, maybe we'll go, if things turn ugly and the demand goes to the tactical-type courses, we may cancel that 1,000-Yard and have another Basic Tactical Handgun class, handgun and rifle class. But for now, the last Basic Tactical Handgun and Rifle Series class, this is the gateway to all of the other training. You have to start in this course. That will be September 8th, September 9th, September 10th, and September 11th. So if you haven't had that basic level course, I would highly recommend you give me a call and get in that course. It is life-changing. You can talk to any student that's ever been through this course. I don't care if they're a SWAT team guy, if they're an Army sniper. It is a life-changing thing for you to be trained at this level. And I would highly recommend you get in that course. And that will open up the other courses to you that you're interested in.
Absolutely. Well, these skill sets build one on top of the other, and without a solid foundation to begin with, it would not be prudent to move on to more advanced classes and skip the entry level, would it?
Yeah, not only would it not be prudent, it would be completely unsafe.
That's
right. You take an advanced one course where we're teaching guys to bound from vehicles and bound across the ground. You got 4 or 5 guys with weapons loaded, all running and moving and working together as a team. If they can't go finger to frame and they can't go on safe before they come off the target, why would we want them for a teammate, right? They're just a danger to themselves and others. And this is where we get all this basic weapon handling stuff ironed out. How do you manage the trigger? How do you manage your mag changes? How do you manage your muzzle control? How do you stay balanced when you're shooting? It's really funny, John, the people that come to our class, and it's always the guy that says, well, I've trained over here, and I've trained here, and I was in the Marines, or I was in the Army, and I have advanced training here and there. It's always those guys, right?
Oh, I know.
It's always the guy that mouths off at the beginning of a basic class. I don't understand why I got to take this basic class, but I guess I'll just stomach my way through it, right?
That's right.
And then the second you get to the firing line and you ask him to hammer six shots, and by the third shot out of his gun, he's on his heels and taking a step back because the recoil has thrown him off balance. And you're like, really? You're trained? Really? Mm. Maybe you have some things to learn. Maybe you better keep your mouth shut and your ears open. Get this stuff figured out so you can control the weapon instead of this tiny little gun pushing you around like you're a child. But, humility's hard to come by with some people, John.
It is. I like to refer people back of when I was in Vietnam. I had an afternoon at the Vietnamese National Police pistol range. It was the handiest place for us to shoot. And while I was there shooting, this Vietnamese officer came up, and he brought his wife with him. She was probably five feet tall, maybe 95 pounds. And I watched this very petite woman handle a 1911 45 and put that lead downrange accurately in rapid fire. And I was so happy to see that, so proud to see that this woman with motivation and proper training could do this. There's no excuse for a heavy caliber a pistol not being used by anybody, is there?
Not at all. I mean, once you learn how to grip the pistol, once you learn how to balance and orient your body to absorb the recoil forces so that the gun is not moving you around, anyone can do it. And I told the class, the basic class, we talked about this weekend, and that is that great shooters are not born. They are made. Anybody can be a great shooter. You've got to find a good teacher. You've got to get these fundamental things worked out. But anybody can be a great shooter. It doesn't matter if you're 5 foot tall, 95 pounds soaking wet, or if you're 6'7 and weigh 300 pounds. Anyone can be a great shooter. But it takes work. No one's a born shooter. Not me, not any of my instructors. None of us were born skilled with a rifle and a handgun. It was all done through great teaching and hard work and figuring out problems to certain issues. And once you learn to pull a trigger every tenth of a second, and you learn to balance yourself and absorb recoil and keep the gun on target, there's no stopping you.
Everything else falls into place, doesn't it?
Yeah, and all you've got to do is learn how to shoot from different positions from behind cover and learn how to think and keep that 360-degree awareness with all of your senses while you're in the middle of a fight. Learn how to communicate with your teammates. The last thing you want to do is be in a gunfight with a bunch of people and you're the only one in your gang. I mean, that's a bad deal, right?
Right. Well, I want to entertain our listeners a little bit. I have friends that are range officers at the indoor range in downtown in the city, and they would tell me that these teenage gangbangers would convince somebody over 21, maybe a homeless drunk or whatever, to rent the range on their behalf. And they would hold their pistols, just like they saw in the movies, hold their pistols sideways and blast away, not hitting anything above the knees, not hitting anything below the knees, really. And the instructors, they weren't about to give any pointers at all. Just let the gangbangers put lead downrange and not hit anything and use up their range time and leave. And another aspect of that was when the range officers found out that the police were coming there, active duty police officers, they would try to get a day off because the police officers were so sloppy in their gun handling that the range officers regarded them as being dangerous. Your response?
Well, I can understand not wanting to teach street criminals firearm skills. I get that. As far as law enforcement goes, the level of training is really not very good in a lot of places, but I worked mainly with SWAT teams When I was training law enforcement, working with the SWAT team snipers and some of the door kickers on certain technologies for doing entries, and I can tell you this, there are some guys that come to mind, guys like Ronnie Folks, who now works for First Spear. He's retired from St. Louis City SWAT. Guys like Neil Terry, who was a sniper for Albuquerque SWAT out in New Mexico. He then transferred to be the head sniper instructor for the Department of Energy. I can tell you there are some really – Don Mushaney, the guy that worked up at St. Anne Police Department, then transferred out to Lake St. Louis. There are guys out there that are law enforcement that are legit skilled handlers of firearms.
Yeah, absolutely, there are.
I mean, they are fantastic athletes, fantastic Americans, skilled guys. It's kind of funny, though. They all seem to be real big Second Amendment guys, too. Imagine that.
There used to be an outdoor range St. Louis City Police had down on right near the Mississippi River.
Been there many times.
The backstop, about the size of a drive-in movie screen.
It was over 90 feet tall.
That's right. And beginning sometime in the early to mid-1980s, a hospital a mile away started taking gunfire. Nobody could figure out what it was until they figured out it was cops shooting over the top of that massive backstop. So they had to shut down the whole range.
Well, I can guarantee you that wasn't St. Louis City SWAT.
Oh, of course not. No.
Lieutenant Cooney and Sergeant Clipful, they handled the training for the SWAT team. These are guys that have won the Midwest SWAT rifle competitions. I mean, these guys were super skilled, excellent, excellent operators with their weapons. But they did allow regular police officers to come down there and train and use the range on a regular basis. And it was the street cops from St. Louis City that were shooting over the berm.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. This is Farmers Money. You got a question or comment about rifles, pistols, training, optics, ammunition? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Any change in the availability or price of primers or ammunition, sir?
Nope. Everything's going up in price as we speak. If you have cash and you need ammo, buy it now. It's available. Pay the inflated price because it's about to be inflated more. I'm just telling you, the cost of everything is going up. Metals, gunpowder, bullets, ammunition, everything. So if you need ammo, buy it now.
That would be wise. That would be wise. And I hope people will pay heed and move forward and do that.
John, what do you think is going to happen to the price of ammo when they release the next pandemic to purport their mail-in voter fraud scheme? Then they start doing that in early October to mid-October. What do you think is going to happen to the price of ammo and guns? By the way, I don't know if everyone's aware of this assault weapons ban that we talked about last week.
Right, right.
What do you think is going to happen if they strong-arm 10 Republican senators and get this passed in the U.S. Senate? There's not going to be any guns available for sale.
No, we've seen this cycle happen before. That at the wholesale level, they're sold out in 72 hours, and at the retail level, about the same. Nationwide, everything.
There won't be an AR-15 for sale anywhere in this country 24 to 48 hours after this thing gets passed.
There you go.
And just to let people know the trend, the word is out on thermal, okay? And what we used to order thermal when we'd get a check. We'd order thermal. We'd have that order shipped to us within 7 days. We'd have the thermals in our hands in 10 days. And when we would usually get them boxed up and shipped out within 3 to 5 days after that. So your total time was about 3 to 4 weeks. That was November of last year. Everything's changed now. The word's out on the good thermals. They are in high demand. People are expecting this country to come unglued sometime in November because of the fraudulent election and the backlash from that. And they are stocking up on thermal and ammo and magazines and all of this stuff. Okay. And you throw a magazine ban and a semi-auto pistol shotgun rifle ban on top of that, which is what this new law really is. And I'm telling you, demand for everything is about to explode. Right now, the way it sits, we have been waiting for over 6 weeks for our shipment of thermal. And we're getting them quicker than most places because of the volume we order. So my point is, if you don't get an order in before September, you're probably not going to see anything by the end of the year.
Roger that. It'll be September in just about 3 weeks. Here we do our break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Farmers Monday. Quick reminder, I will be with Doug Hagman tonight on the Hagman Report. I believe it's 5 or 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's always fun to do a TV show with Doug Hagman. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center USA is freedomcentertraining.com. And Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Ryan in South Carolina. Good morning, Ryan.
Yes, Sam. I had a quick question about the piston ARs. If you, I've been looking at some LWRCs, some POFs, the HKs. Is there any particular piston AR that you can recommend that's going to be reliable more so than the others?
Well, I think that most piston systems that I've seen, including LWRC, including POF, including Adams Arms, most of these systems are significantly more reliable, certainly more runnable, than a gas impingement AR. We like the Adams Arms system, and we modify it. When I build custom ARs, I use the Adams Arms piston system as a basic platform. I give you super fine control of the gas system. All of the parts are heat treated properly and nitrided, and they're really slick, and they will run. I actually did an experiment with an AR, piston operated AR, that I custom built for myself. I would shoot 500 rounds through it and put it away and not clean it. And I did this for a period of years till I had well over 5,000 rounds on the gun and had never cleaned it, and it still ran like a sewing machine. So I figured I ought to just clean it and put it back in a serviceable condition. So I am a huge fan of the Adams Arms system. You can get, if you can't afford a custom AR built by me, you can get a $1,600 AR built by Adams Arms with their piston system in it. And I think it's important to note why people like piston systems, because when you suppress an AR-15, the standard gas impingement system, the hot gases and burnt powder come up out of the barrel, they run down a tube, back to the action, they go into the gas key, they split the bolt and the bolt carrier, and they blow burnt powder all over everything, your bolt, your action, everything, and the gun gets dirty exponentially faster than with a piston-operated gun. And so if you're planning on shooting a suppressed AR, if you've got a suppressor in your plans, which you absolutely should have, to minimize or eliminate flash when you're fighting at night defending you, your family, your neighborhood, you should definitely have a piston-operated AR with a suppressor and a good piece of thermal on top. That's what every American male needs.
All right.
Anything else, Ryan?
Well, I was going to ask about a suppressor.
Well, hold on after the break. Hold on after the break. We'll be right back.
Hang on.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle